Second lesson. Say, George, tell me another one.
Everyone knows that the young George Washington said,
"Father, I cannot tell a lie." But what did his father reply? Did he say, "What honesty? How can I punish you?" Or did he tell George to go to bed with no supper?
The verbs to say and to tell are similar, but the difference between them is easy to recognize.
Just look at the following examples and you will soon understand.
What did Roy say?
He told me he would be home late. He said he had a meeting.
Did he tell you what time he'd be back?
No. He said he'd call me before he left the office.
Do you know how to say bon appetit in English?
It doesn't exist. We usually say good luck.
Tell me what you eat, and I will tell you who you are.
The policeman asked me if I had seen anything suspicious. I told him that I had noticed nothing out of the ordinary.
She went to see a fortune teller who said that she would meet a tall, dark stranger.
You can say what you want, but I still think we should have told the truth.
The instructor told us to read the instructions before trying to use the machine, but we didn't listen to what he said.
Don't argue with me. Do as you're told.
What do the papers say about the incident?
They say that the English are very reserved. Do you think it's true?
He worked hard for 20 years to become a millionaire, to say nothing of the fortune he inherited from his father.
Have you eaten at the Apollo? They say it's really expensive.
You're telling me, £80 for 2 people.
Do you get the idea? We will tell you more in the next lesson.
Exercises.
Tell me the truth. Do you love me?
No.
I said, tell me the truth.
What time did she say she'd be back?
Around 6.
Tell me, sir, did you notice anything unusual?
No, officer.
Do you ever listen to that program, What the Papers Say? It's on Radio 4.
Here's your steak, sir. Enjoy your meal.
He was working as a bank clerk when he inherited his grandfather's fortune.